right, Utah State fans, we have a special treat for you today on the Front Row Show. We're joined by Carson Callahan. What is your official title? Is it Athletics VP?
Well, first off, it's Carson Kalen.
Kalen? Why did I think Callahan?
I don't know, but...
Oh, my gosh, that's embarrassing.
It's all good, no worries.
That's embarrassing. I think because, for some reason, I've always spelled your name with an H.
Yeah, it's all good.
Ah, that's embarrassing.
No worries.
So what is your official title?
I'm the ASUSU Athletics and Campus Recreation Vice President.
So what exactly does that do for those of us who don't know?
Well, the Athletics VP, or Athletics and Campus Recreation VP, is over Athletics and Campus Recreation for the entire student body for Utah State University. I'm in charge of the student fees for Athletics and Campus Rec. I'm in charge of all of the facilities, the student section, student seating, intramurals, club sports, anything related with students in between athletics and campus recreation, that's what I'm in charge of.
So, Carson, how did you get your start in working in athletics with Utah State?
A couple years ago, I was working at the bookstore. A coworker told me about running for office for athletics VP. Because I was involved, I was always on the front row, second row, whatever, at the basketball games, football games, trying to do my part there. And I had a lot of great ideas, according to a lot of my friends. So I decided to run, and I was going up against Alex Putnam. Needless to say, I lost because nobody knew who I was, and everybody knew who Alex was because he of his position on the front row.
Sure.
And after the election was over, Alex came up to me and told me that he liked a lot of my ideas and that he wanted me on his committee. And I got on the committee and was put in charge of PR. And so that's when you started seeing the HERD Facebook page, the HERD Twitter account, and the website being redone. I was in charge of all of that, getting everything up to date and actually public so people could actually understand it.
So you're responsible for how a lot of fans access, you know, the HERD and the other student groups on campus.
Yes, that is exactly what I do.
Awesome. You talked about being on, you know, the HERD committee, and you're currently involved with the HERD now.
Yeah.
In a different capacity, though.
I'm over the HERD. Underneath me, there's two directors. There's the campus recreation director, and then there's the HERD president, who's over the HERD committee. So as you can see, there's one person that goes off into campus rec, and then there's one person over athletics. I'm still over the HERD. I do a lot with the HERD, but try and let the other committee members do a lot of work as well.
For a lot of Aggie fans who maybe don't understand exactly how the HERD works or what exactly is involved in creating the organized chaos that is the Utah State Student Section, what are HERD meetings like when you meet as a committee? What do you talk about?
A lot of it's done during the summer, planning certain events throughout the entire year. We meet weekly or biweekly, and we talk about that week's events, next week's events, and then the big events that are coming up after that as well. And we go through asking, okay, St. Mary's is coming to town. What do we want to do for St. Mary's? Mm-hmm. And just like we had the blue gloves. It was unfortunate because I did order 15 cardboard cutouts for that game as well. And they called me like 3 days before the game was supposed to happen, and they told me that they couldn't fulfill the order because our credit card was declined.
Oh, no.
So a lot of the stuff like that, we talk about getting the cardboard cutouts, getting the gloves. What do we want to do for the tailgates? Tailgates are a huge portion of it. What student groups we want to bring here and there, what type of activities do we do? The campouts, getting the campouts organized, who's in charge of those, getting the activities for the campouts. How do we get Gary Anderson to come speak at the campouts like we did last year? It's that whole process of what are we doing, what's coming up,
A big part of Utah State Student Section, or the HERD, is all about the culture, providing the environment that, you know, exists at the games and at the events. In your time at Utah State, how have you seen the culture change or the environment change in events?
Well, when I first got to Utah State for the football team, our record was 1-11. It was the 2006-2007 year.
That was not a good team.
And our one win was homecoming versus Fresno State by 1 point.
Do you think any, just real quick, do you think any of those guys on that team would start on this current team?
Man,
maybe Kevin Robinson, that might be it.
Yeah, dude, it's hard to even remember back that far for me. But the culture at football, I mean, Gary has done a great job. Just the players that we have on the team, the winning has helped out a lot. One of my big things has actually been trying to bring what we've done over at the Spectrum to the stadium. So during my time here, we've seen football change with the I Believe chant, the winning team, losing team chant.
You're introducing a new cheer this year.
We tried to do that, the Stand Strong, Stand Together chant. It hasn't worked out that great. I don't know if it's because things work better initially in the Spectrum, just because everybody can hear us.
Maybe so. That could be.
And so we're looking into doing things, certain things, but I don't know if it's going to continue just because it hasn't caught on or anything.
No.
And that's the thing is, we don't want to force anything upon anybody. If things go good, then do them. If they don't, get rid of them and find something else that's better.
Yeah.
So, culturally for basketball, I mean, when I first got here, it was an insanity. 06-07 was the Chaz Spicer year when we beat Utah in the last seconds. Nevada.
That was a top 10 team.
Yeah.
Nevada.
And then Boise as well. All of those games was just crazy. And then coming back in 2009-2010 when we played BYU here, that was just nuts. That whole year with those 2 years right then, the 09-10 and 10-11 with Ty Wesley and everybody, I mean, the culture was awesome. The 30-win seasons, it was great. It's actually declined a little bit, which has been sad. The incident with the apology and the 3 minutes of silent protest and everything, it did kill it a little bit. And I hate to say it like that, but I mean, it is a process. I mean, it's easier to degrade something than to build something up.
Sure.
And so we do have a great fan base and people do know about college athletics or Utah State athletics and Utah State basketball. And so after last year's experience, it is going to take this year to build up the fans. And I mean, basketball isn't as attended during the fall as it is during the spring. I'm excited to see what the spring brings before we judge anything too crazily. I would have liked to see more fans out for St. Mary's, but we're doing what we can.
You talked about, you know, the apology and the administration, and I know the administration took a lot of heat for that, both, you know, President Albrecht and then obviously the athletic director, and there seems to have been kind of this union between all parties involved to kind of rectify and make sure everything's okay. You meet with Scott, you know, and you know him on a more personal level than maybe many of our listeners do. What is Scott Barnes really like as a person, but then as an athletic director?
First off, the first thing I have to say is he's got the back of the students. He respects the students. He loves the students. If any questions come out about reducing student seating at basketball or football, he is the first to say, no, we have a deal with the students. The students are keeping those seats, and it's going to stay that way. They're a part of the atmosphere, and so right off the bat, he's got the students back. He understands that the students bring the atmosphere, and that builds the support a lot. He's actually really talented in what he does. Being able to analyze the financial characteristics of the organization, and just being able to talk with people and make sure that everybody within Utah State Athletics is taken care of. One of my biggest things is that he's been taking care of not just Gary, but also all of the other coaches for the other sports. Heather Cairns' contract extension this past month was is a big deal. I mean, back-to-back WAC champions is a big deal. And so he knows what he's doing. People may not see that, but when you're talking with him, he does have that knowledge.
It's always easier to be the athletics director when, as a fan, when you don't know all the information.
Yes.
Scott really does do a wonderful job, and all you have to do is look at our ability to get into the Mountain West Conference to point to the type of talent that he is, as a person. What is Scott like in meetings with you guys?
Very calm, direct, joking. It's been really funny because he keeps track of me a little bit. I'm applying to medical school, and he knows that, and he always asks every time we meet up with each other, how's medical school going? How is the application process? And so that's always been really nice. Like I said earlier, he builds a lot of relationships with people. During the meetings, I mean, direct, knows what he wants, knows what we want, make sure that everybody can get what they want, and tries to meet in between if a compromise is needed. So
you talked about applying to medical school. So everyone's question is, when you become this rich, famous doctor, are you going to be the rich, famous donor that Utah State has always needed?
I don't know how much money I'm actually going to make, but I will be donating to Utah State. You can count on that.
That's awesome. You are kind of an inventor of things. You've brought some really cool things that has added to the atmosphere. One of the most popular items that you see people wearing is the scarves. How did you come up with that?
Well, I've always been a soccer fan. I mean, every little kid in Utah seems like they grow up playing soccer in some form of rec league. I played until I was in eighth grade. It was awesome. And then I had the opportunity to go to Poland on an LDS mission. And I actually got to go to some soccer games there. Soccer in Europe is nuts. Like, if they think American football, college basketball is crazy, let's take that and times it by thousands. Like, just the atmosphere over in European soccer, like even in Poland, which is a part of the lower tier, is nuts.
Okay, compare European soccer to, say, the spectrum at its craziest. What would be the correlation?
The spectrum doesn't have road flares. The spectrum doesn't have huge banners. It's still 100 times better than the spectrum.
It's insane.
And so being over there in Europe and seeing what everybody does to support their team. I mean, everybody has a scarf. Everybody wears a scarf. And it's a simple thing to wear during the winter here. I mean, it's cold here. It's easy to want to be. It's easy to see that people want to be comfortable. And so trying to find ways to let people show their support for the team, I wanted to bring in the soccer scarves. And not only that, for just supporting the university, but supporting the actual soccer team themselves.
Yeah.
The soccer, like I said earlier, the soccer team, back-to-back WAC champions, they deserve the support. And so trying to get the scarves here to build support in general, but also for the soccer team. And it's done okay. We still have a little bit of scarves left this year, so if anybody wants to buy them.
How can they get a hold of you if they want
to
buy them?
Well, just talk to me on the Herd Facebook page, USU fans. Just send me a message, and then we'll be able to... I've shipped some to Denver. I've shipped some to back east. Gonna ship one here to Alaska coming up. It's really simple. It's easy. And I try and do everything on the low cost side, because I know that apparel usually costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it should be that way. And a lot of it's for the students because they don't have a lot of money themselves. But, I mean, if I can build the support one scarf at a time, why not?
Yeah, that's awesome. We put up on USUfans.com. Shout out to those guys. They take really good care of us here on the Front Row Show. We asked people if they had any questions for you, what would they ask you? And one fan asked, what's your conversion story? What made you take Utah State as not just the school you go to, but take Utah State and make them your team?
Okay, so I'm going to be honest here. Growing up, never really paid attention to Utah State. Grew up in Sandy, Utah. When I was applying to college, I received a scholarship to come here. And so when I graduated high school, I knew I was going to go to Utah State. So that year that I talked about earlier, the 06 to 07 year, was my freshman year. And I went to the football games, loved every minute of it, even though we lost a lot. I always wanted to support the team. I knew I just wanted to be here.
You weren't going to be one of those students that wears a Utah or BYU shirt around Utah State campus.
No.
That's always bothersome to see. Yeah. You can't support a rival school like that, especially when Utah State is a school that's going to be paying, you know, or how you're going to earn your money is through a Utah State education.
Trust me, I grew up a Utah fan, and I mean, there's probably Utah sweatshirts in my boxes at home, at my parents' house.
Where they belong.
Yeah, where they belong. But just coming to football that year was awesome. And then I was actually taking a bowling class. And, weird, I know. Taking a bowling class, and I had been to a couple basketball games, or the exhibition games, and I met a couple people out there. Shout out to Jake and Luke, Nesbitt, and also Jeremy Henderson, because they were in my bowling class. And they invited me to come to the Spectrum early, wait on the east side with them. And so that's when I started going early to the basketball games. And sure enough, I was on the second row, and it was nuts. It was so crazy. And that, I think that season was the point when it was like, this is the best atmosphere. This is incredible. I've never seen anything like this. And from that point on, it was incredible. When I got back from that mission, I went to a couple basketball, I went to the basketball games. And when I went to the BYU game that year, I was supposed to actually go into work that day. And everybody is waiting outside creating posters, and I'm helping create posters and doing all of that stuff. And I go back to my apartment to get ready for work, and I get a phone call. And it's my work, and they actually fired me that day. And wow. and the first thing that I thought, well, let's go to the Spectrum. So, like, just, I didn't even care. I knew I was going to go to the basketball game against BYU, and I was going to scream my heart out. Sure enough, I was pissed, and BYU probably knew it.
Took your frustration out on the Cougars.
Yes. One of the funniest moments in my USU life was 06-07, when we did the Reggie Theus lookalike contest.
Sexy Reggie.
That was Jake and Luke and Jeremy doing all of that stuff, and it was hilarious. Posting the pictures up of Reggie all along the rails of the Spectrum. I've never seen anything like that.
Did you get his autograph?
No, I did not get his autograph. But it was still funny, so.
What's your favorite Utah State tradition?
Oof. Favorite tradition. Man, that's hard, because all of it's just amazing. I love the Scotsman. I love the fight song when they're played well. when they're played, they got to be played appropriately. I mean, seriously, this past basketball game, I was a little mad because the band wasn't playing them up to speed, and it was draining the energy out of the Scotsman. Other traditions. Definitely, I believe winning team, losing team, great traditions here. I mean, I think the best tradition is just being an Aggie. And that's what we got to build here. People come for the atmosphere, and that is building into the tradition. Mm. It hasn't always been like this, but it can always be like this.
Yeah.
And that's what we got to build, and that's what's got to be the tradition. And trying to build that,
I think the biggest thing with Utah State is you have people come through here, get their education, but then they leave, and Utah State kind of isn't a part of them. I think that's a big part of what you're doing, you know, and what we all need to be doing, and what Coach Anderson has really done is building a little bit of Aggie pride in each of us, because this is our school, and the school isn't ripping us off and taking our money. You know, the school gives us a lot, and this is how we give back, is through participation in athletics, and by coming to the game. So, you know, that's definitely something. Another question real quickly on USU fans is there any possibility for a t-shirt cannon?
I can already tell you we're looking into this.
Excellent.
We purchased a crappy one last year, and I'm sorry, but it just sucked. Not a good one. It's actually sitting right here in the office. Horrible t-shirt cannon. But we're looking at getting bigger ones. You might see them next semester. It depends on how fast I can get them here.
Maybe the biggest question that people would have for someone like you with inside knowledge is, what is the mystery that is the decibel meter? That has been talked about for years. What is really going on with that?
Okay, I have to give props to Rybe on this last year, because he actually was able to get it down out of the spectrum last year, and we were able to take it to Yesco. They couldn't fix it. They didn't know what to do. So we've been looking at other companies. I don't know how many weeks ago it was. 3 weeks ago, I got to talk through facilities, or talk to facilities, and they were in the process of getting a quote to fix the decibel meter. I haven't heard the results of that quote yet. If it was less than a couple of $1,000, of course I was going to do it. But in the future, if these quotes come back and it doesn't work, I want a decibel meter. I want to get a decibel meter that's not just like one of those personal ones. I want to get one that ties into the system.
Yeah.
And so looking into those options, I mean, I don't know what there is right now, so that's what we're going to be looking into, but I do want one.
This Saturday is the last home football game for this remarkable Utah State football season. Just real quickly, because I know you're short on time, what are your thoughts on the football team this year? And then afterwards, if you have any shout-outs or plugs you want to do for, you know, the Herd or upcoming, you know, go right ahead.
Football this year is incredible. There's I'm sorry, you can't diss those boys in any way. You can't talk bad about the team in any way. Everybody has stood up, played their role, done their part. The coaches, as well as the players. It's been fun to watch. The first game against SUU, I think it was I forget who scored that first touchdown. It was that long one. It was either Jacobs or Austin. And since that first play and everybody going nuts, I knew it was going to be a special year. I think everybody felt that it was going to be a special year after that win. And then, moving on to the Utah game, that blocked punt, everybody knew after that blocked punt that we had something on our hands here.
Yeah.
Gary has done an amazing job. Chucky, amazing job. I think what we saw last game with Louisiana Tech, when Kerwin went out, was the captain and got all three plays on the overtime drive, just how determined this team is to win.
Do you think Coach A stays?
Yes.
Excellent. Do you have anything you'd like to plug? Any promotions? Anything like that upcoming?
Well, for the football game, we have, for the first 1,500 students, free hot dog and drink, for those that are attending. Also, any high school student that wants, to get into the game, it's only $5 for the Saturday's game.
Is that just Valley High School or is it any high school?
That's any high school. Boise, Wyoming, wherever. This is an opportunity for any high schooler to come experience the greatest team in the state, the best student section in the nation.
Which you can't question anymore.
Yes, you can't question that anymore. And then along with that, I don't want people to lose track of the basketball team that night as well. It is a doubleheader. So stay in the Valley. If the high schoolers want to go to the basketball game, only $5 for that game as well. So
$10 for two games.
$10 for two games. You can't beat that deal at all anywhere. And it is against Weber State, so in-state rivalry. It should get a little nasty. If you want to be a part of a True Spectrum experience, come to that. Also, bowl game, wherever it may be, I'm excited. it's going to be a good time. I do want the players to get what they deserve. So if it is somewhere else other than Boise, if it is a bigger bowl that respects the team that we have,
they deserve it.
They deserve it. And no matter what, I think we can beat any team we play.
I agree.
LaTeX said that we up to par with Texas A&M. Who did Texas A&M beat?
Alabama.
And I know that it's a little weird. We beat La Tech, Texas A&M beat La Tech. They compare us.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, all you have to look at is that this team is 5 points away from being undefeated. And really, if you think about it, they're 30 points from being undefeated in the last two seasons combined. Spectacular. Carson, thanks for joining us today on the Front Row Show. I know we appreciate it. We look forward to having you again. Just real quickly, if anyone needs to get in contact with you for whatever reason, suggestions, what's the best way to do it again?
Well, definitely email carson.kalin@gmail.com.
It's not Callahan.
Yes, not Callahan. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, kkalin311. And then also USU fans, you can find me there. Pretty much post on any topic. Try and get the actual word out about everything that is going on. Trying to make people understand about a few things. So if you have any questions, let me know. I'm happy to answer. And yes, I will answer. Don't worry about that.
Thanks again, Carson, for joining us. This has been the Front Row Show with Athletics VP Carson Kalin.
Yep.
And go Aggies.